Good morning. All right. As you can tell, I'm not Brother Robert. Brother Robert had surgery on Friday, and it went well. He's at home recuperating, so just keep him in your prayers for a quick and speedy recovery. And speaking on the Operation Christmas Child, for this month, we are collecting personal care items such as bar soap, washcloths, toothbrushes, combs, lip balm, powder stick deodorant, and items like that. Just remember, there's no liquids or toothpaste, and that's for the month of June. Okay, do want to do a few welcomes here this morning before we get started. I want to welcome Brother Dale Turner, who's going to be filling in today for our message, so we thank him for being here. Okay, and also, if we have any guests here today, we want to welcome you to First Baptist Church. And if you are a first-time visitor, we do have a perforated form here in the bulletin. If you'll just fill that out, put it in the offering, so that way we have a record of your visit, and we would appreciate that. Okay, we will be having a service tonight at 5:30. Wednesday nights, we are looking for several volunteers to work with pre-K through 5th grade students from 6:15 to 7:15 during the summer. If you can volunteer, please call the church office. Okay. Also, choir will resume on Wednesday, July 6th at 7:30 p.m., and we'll start meeting back in the music suite. Okay. As I've been doing this for a few weeks now, you know I do not sing on pitch 100% of the time, so the more we have back here singing, the less you have to hear me. Okay, so please come and join the choir. We really have a good time worshiping the Lord on that. Okay. Also, I'd like to meet with those that run our computer slides. If I can meet with you real quick at the end of the service today, just right down here by the stage, just so we can get us a few things set up for the summer here and some things that are coming up. And I appreciate it. It would just take a few minutes to do that. And also, we're needing another volunteer or two to learn the sound system up here with Dan Poole. I worked with Dan up here, but now that I'm doing this, if for any reason Dan has to miss, we won't have anybody up there to run the sound. So if anybody would like to volunteer to do that, we would appreciate it. I know Dan would appreciate it. And also, I was talking to Dan this morning, and in case you didn't know, he's been working sound for us as his ministry to church for 32 years. So way to go, Dan. All right. Okay. And like I said, he's got it up there where it's real simple, folks. Don't let those faders and buttons kind of scare you away from anything. It's really not that bad to do. Okay, so if you could help us out, we would really, really appreciate that. All right, at this time, we'd like to have our deacon, Brother Ike Peterson, come up and offer our opening prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with humbled hearts to praise your holy name. Rejoice, dear God, that we can be in this place in your presence. We ask, dear God, that your spirit would just flow in and through each heart, accomplish that which you desire in each of us. Lord, we just lift up to you this, your church, and continue to ask you to strengthen and unite it for your glory, namesake, and honor. Lord, we're mindful of many that are awaiting test results, those that are hospitalized. Father, our pastor who recuperates even now, we thank you, Lord, for his successful surgery. We're mindful of those others, many of which are hurting, and ask, dear God, your peace, your power, your patience, and divine healing. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We continue to pray for rain upon our dry land. Father, we just continue to pray that you would help us to be mindful everywhere we go, to be an extension of your light and love, to seek those, Lord, in need, those that are lost. Do not hesitate to share the gospel. Lord, we thank you for Brother Dan, and each of us are mindful of his presence, his servanthood in this place. Little did I know, Father, it was so long. Thank you, Lord, for his service. And we're mindful, Lord, as we pray for Dan of his dad and lift him to you. Pray even now he feel your power and presence. Thank you for Brother Dale coming, Lord. Please bless, anoint, speak mightily through him this morning. There may be one or more lost and without hope in Christ, that your word will penetrate, restore, convict, and save. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Okay, before we get started here, I'm going to let you know what the kind of the order of music I picked in and the reason why. The first song we're going to be doing, we're going to be singing about the joy that you have in the presence of the Lord. Then we're going to be singing about asking God, to come into our midst, come thou almighty King. And then we're going to be singing about the cross and what it means to us with blessed assurance, assurance that we have through our life-saving sacrifice on the cross. And then we'll be singing at the cross and everything. So Psalms 16:11 says, "You will fill me with joy in your presence." So if you would stand and sing with me, please, in the presence of the Lord. Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is
is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Okay, and our offertory today will be at the cross.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Verse 2.
Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and my burden rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Verse 5 of those books.
But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Our precious Savior, our Lord Almighty, our Redeemer, our Salvation, our Creator, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You for this fellowship of believers that come today to worship You. We ask that You be with those who could not be with us today. We ask that You be with Brother Robert as he's healing. We thank You for loving us, Lord, because You loved us first. We just thank You for all that You do for us. We ask that You be with our nation, and we heal our nation, Lord. We humbly pray. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. We thank You for Your mercy, and we thank You for Your grace. We ask that You use these tithes to grow Your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You desire and I long to worship thee.
As the deer.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone are my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
You alone.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Good morning. I appreciate you coming to church today, and I do not take that for granted. I realize you have a lot of different options, and today you've chosen to come to church, and may God bless you for that, and I believe that He will. Would you stand with me while we quote John 3:16? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you. God bless you, and be seated. I enjoy that scripture. It's always been a blessing to me, and somehow it gives me comfort whenever I stand before a group of people. A number of years ago, Dr. James Dodson told a story, and this is a true story, about a convent that he had driven by, and he had seen this sign out front. And the sign said, absolutely no trespassing, violators will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And then right beside it, it had, by the Sisters of Mercy. I think sometimes in our churches, we need to be reminded that we are to be full of mercy. We have a scripture that actually says in Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And that is so very true. And yet today we find that throughout the world, we are having so much friction today, aren't we? We're having so many issues. We're having so many problems because people don't want to put up with one another. And today I want to speak to you just for a very brief time about a sermon title that I could call Bury the Axe. Have you ever heard that phrase, bury the axe? Well, there's a real history behind it. Back in 1749 in San Antonio, Texas, there was a mission. And outside of the mission, there were these Indians. And they kept on fighting. And what would happen is the Indians would raid the mission, and the people in the mission would win. And then they'd do it the next day. Now, this is a true story, okay? Some of y'all look like you don't believe what I'm saying. I'm telling you a true story. And so the Indians, you can look it up, okay? And so the Indians would go back the next day, and they would win. Well, so that kept on going on and on, and one day one would win. And so they finally decided they weren't getting anywhere. And so the Indians thought that they would do something that might change everything that was going on. So they went right out in front of the mission. And I wasn't there, but I can only assume that maybe they're like raising their hands. Hey, look here, we're getting ready to do something. And so they go over to a place that's somewhat close to the wall, and they dig a big hole a big hole, and then these Indians come around and they take their axes and they throw their axes down in the hole. They raise up and they look at the people in the mission again, and then they reach back down and they cover the axes up, meaning we are going to bury the axe. We are tired of fighting you people in the mission. My, how we need to do the very same thing in our families, with our mom and dad, with our siblings, with people that we work with people that we play with. It's not an unusual thing for me to talk to a family and a brother may say something like this: I haven't spoken to my brother in 15 years. Well, why haven't you spoken to your brother in 15 years? I have forgotten. Are y'all with me this morning? And this is a thing that affects all of us, how we can let some little old something come into our life to where that we won't speak with our brother or with our sister. And sometimes it happens in places where we work, but you know what? And now I'm going to really push a button. Sometimes it happens in our churches. Thank you. I was beginning to wonder about that. And you know, we can let those things get in us and dig at us to where that we come to the place to where that we think, well, you know, I'm not going to go back to church anymore, or I'm not going to worship there anymore. And we can let this thing just fester and go on and on and on. Here recently, and I just thought about telling y'all this story. Judy and I went to see Top Gun, the movie. And so we get in there and we sit down, and the movie is just now getting ready to come on. And we have like a 700-ounce Coke. And Judy and I spilt it. And there was an old couple right next to us. And because they were old, their reflexes are slow. And they couldn't get out of the way. And I mean, they got Coke all over them. And I'm thinking, well, you know, either Judy and I need to move or they need to move. And they didn't move. And so right away, I thought to myself, those are not Baptists. Yeah, I mean, the Baptist would have got up and gone. And so I couldn't even pay any attention to Top Gun because I was trying to figure out what denomination this old couple was. And I finally decided they had to be Methodist. Because if it had been a Catholic, they'd have done some kind of a something or other over the whole thing. You know, but that didn't happen, so I think I figured it right. But that wasn't the end of it. So Judy goes to get an attendee who comes up with a broom. The movie is going on, Top Gun is going on, people sitting all around us. And the attendee sweeps, you know, he's going with the Coke thing and squeegees, and ice is still flying everywhere, and we had such a mess. Finally, we settle down for about 30 minutes. And then I managed to turn this tub of popcorn. Now listen to me, this is a true story. You know, what a Boy Scouts honor. It really happened. Popcorn flying everywhere. And I'm sure they probably left this old couple. They just probably went out and got in their car after it was all over and says, I'm telling you, I don't know what's gonna come of these young people in this world today. But somehow, some way, They stayed in there. And I gave that a lot of thought. And I want to read a scripture to you. And it's found in Luke 23. And sometimes we preachers, we can connect with a few verses that our church members can't. And they're very capable of it. They just don't see how we put these two things together. But let's go to the cross for a moment. Jesus is hanging on the cross. Let's imagine some of the things that have been going on. Not only have they not beaten him and scourged him and spit on him, and they've called him all kinds of names. Sometimes I let my imagination run freely. He probably heard people making fun of his mother. He probably heard them talking about his stepdad, maybe his siblings. And he's listening to them saying things probably that aren't true. Wonders where those stories even come from and how they even get started. And he's thinking, all I ever came to do was to heal and to teach. He would go around to the various communities, and there'd be people who were lame. He would reach out his hand and tell them to grab his hand, and he would hold them up and he would tell them to walk. He went to a blind man one day. Man had not ever been able to see. There had been a lot of people who had tried to take care of the blind man, but they couldn't. But Jesus healed him, and he was able to see. He did so many things like that. In fact, in the Bible it says that he did so many good works that there is not a book large enough to contain all of the good things that he did. But the scriptures say this. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I think about that. I think about how that with all that Jesus was suffering and all that he was going through and all the many things that had been said about him and about his family and even said about God Almighty, and there was just so much that was going on. And while all of that was happening, he takes a moment to say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. If we're not careful, sometimes we can literally fall out of love with our other brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes we can fall out of love, even with parents. I've talked to children. In fact, I talked to a lady here very recently, and we got to talking about family, and she told me. She said, I haven't talked to my dad in probably 20 years. And I thought, how sad. And people tell me about these things and what went wrong and why it happened. This past week, we're at Concan. Any of y'all know where Concan is? Yeah? The Frio River? Uh-huh. I was talking to Donald. And Donald said that Avanel and I had 7 acres of land over in Georgia. And he said we were kind of getting to the age that we thought we better do something with that little 7 acres. And he said that, so we decided that we would give 3.5 acres to our daughter, and then we'd give 3.5 acres to our son. And he said, so we were going to surprise them and do this. And so they went to the lawyer and had all of the paperwork done and all. And so the son gets 3.5 acres and the daughter gets 3.5 acres. And so they kind of got them all together and they told them, guess what? We gave you 3.5 acres. Now they don't speak to each other, because each one of them thought they should have got the full 7 acres. And some of you look at me and you kind of think, oh, no. Listen, it can happen in your family. It can happen in your home. It can happen in your church. Satan is slippery. He knows the one to get into to cause trouble. He comes across at first as though the thing that I am telling you about, it is a good thing, it is a sweet thing, it is a right thing. And then pretty soon bad things begin to happen. And pretty soon 20 years have gone by and you've not spoken to your dad. Or 15 years go by and you haven't spoken to your siblings. And it just seems like things just seem to somehow get on the outs with people that are around you. Yesterday, I hope you don't mind my examples. Yesterday I turned the sprinkler on. Y'all know it's been hot, right? Well, I went to the gym. I forgot about my sprinkler. And so I was gone for about 2 hours to the gym, and I came back and my water was turned off, and I knew why the water was turned off, because the water had run out of the grass and it run across the sidewalk and it was running in the street. And I know good and well my neighbor turned it off. And I was aggravated because my neighbor turned my water off. And I thought, this is nothing more than a test for the message that I'm going to preach to the First Baptist Church in Edna, and I am not going to part ways with my neighbor. So I'm going to say to Butch, I'm going to call him by name, I'm going to say to Butch, Butch, you get a free ride, because tomorrow I'm preaching Bury the Axe. But my, how much sweeter life would be if we would simply bury the axe. As church people make mistakes, a pastor needs to forgive them, bury the axe, and move on. Whenever the pastor makes a mistake, the church doesn't need to hold that against him for the rest of his life. You need to forgive, forget, and get on. Amen. Sometimes folks even fall out with the deacons. Allow them some room. Forgive them. Forget it. And move on. You could hear a pin drop in here. In Philippians 2, 3 and 4, it says this: do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Value others above yourself. Judy and I, we have this thing with Bluebell ice cream. We don't like to keep more than 2 half gallons in the refrigerator at a time. And so usually when I want Judy to go get Bluebell, I want her to get the 2 that I like. Well, I have to give in. And I have to take 1 that I have, and then she gets to get the 1 that she has. The way it turns around, though, I end up eating both of them. And if you've ever been married And you ask someone who's been married 900 years like Judy and I, you ask the question, how in the world do you survive being married so long? Well, listen to me, man. I'm going to give you some good advice. You give in. Huh? It doesn't have to be your way. You don't have to be right all the time. I have buried the axe 14,812 times. Y'all said this about me before. I'm pretty big with numbers. You know, people will ask me that later on. They'll say, how many people was at First Baptist in Edmonton? I'll say, oh, 700, 800. Somehow I enjoy that. And he goes on to say, not looking to your own interest. Hey, let's for a moment consider, when I stop talking in just a few moments, that we go into a business meeting. Now, we're not really going into a business meeting. But let's pretend we're getting ready to go into a business meeting. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value the others above yourself. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. You see, it's not about what is best for me. It's about what is best for them. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, while all of that was going on, while he had those nails driven into his hands and to his feet, soldier comes up and takes a spear, thrust it into his side. I don't know how much you know about being stabbed, but then whenever you pull the spear out, can you imagine that? And the blood running down his side. Was he thinking about himself? No. Was he trying to decide all the things everyone should be doing for him? No. Was he being critical of the Roman soldier who just stuck the spear in his side? No. As they were getting ready to rip all of the clothes off of his body while he hang there naked on the cross, was he thinking about himself? No. He looked out to that group of people and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Some of the most touching scriptures in all of the Word of God. And then I close with this. In 1 Peter 4:8, Peter wrote this. Above all, Peter, just like Paul, had been dealing with a lot of different things. There were people in the group who said things like, we like to follow this preacher. Others were saying, no, we like to follow Paul. Some of them would say things like, Peter is the greatest preacher that has ever been on the earth. He preached one time and over 3,000 people came. They were comparing. He had Jewish people saying, we need to be like the Gentiles. We need to be like the Greeks. And the Greeks were saying, oh, you foolish Jews. We're not going to follow your ways and your tradition. And pretty soon, before you knew it, they were arguing with one another, and you had You had the Greeks over on one side and you had the Jews on another side. And here we are getting ready to go out into the world and to win people for Christ. And you can't go out and win people for Christ because there's too much arguing going on in the church. And so he says, above all, put those things aside. Love each other deeply. Your first calling here is to love one another. Do you understand that? It is your responsibility to not hold a grudge against anybody at the First Baptist Church in Edna, Texas. And woe unto people who claim they are close to God and yet they are at enmity with their brother and sister in Christ. For you will never reach the height that you need to reach in getting close to God until you have made peace with your brother and sister in Christ. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Where are you today? Do you have people in your life that you are at enmity with? Maybe in your home. Maybe you and your wife aren't speaking. You say, oh, Brother Dale. Yes, that goes on. Are you at enmity with your children? Are you at enmity with those on the job? Are you at enmity with those in the school? Are you at enmity with your pastor? Your deacons? Church members? It is time to do like the Indians did in 1749. Bury the axe and move on with your life. Let us pray. Father, I pray that some way, somehow, you will take the words that have been spoken and the scriptures that have been read and make an application to the hearts of everyone that is here this morning. I do not know who this is intended for, but I know that it is intended for someone, because you have laid this on my heart. I pray that this church, its members and its pastor, will grow. I pray they will get even closer to you as they fall in love with each other. And I pray, Father, that you will dissolve any and all enmity that they may have in their lives. And may we all learn how to love each other in a deeper way. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you stand, please?
Brother Joe, would you mind coming down to the front in case anybody needs to come talk to somebody? Appreciate that, brother. Before we sing this song, it's very well known, but I want to read the words to you for this. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I pray that if there's something you need to surrender, the altar is open up here to come down and pray. Pray where you're at. Joe's come down if you'd like to talk to him. But let's take care of our business with the Lord before we leave here today. And if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and if he's tugging on that heart, I pray that you'll respond to that and come on down. If you'll join me, please, and I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Brother Dale, for bringing that message today for us. And as we go, let's sing The Family of God.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood.
God bless you. Have a great week. Hope to see you back tonight at 5:30.